This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. The U.S. State Department has issued a security alert warning that Russia is stepping up efforts to launch strikes against Ukraine's civilian infrastructure and government facilities. The State Department issued the alert Monday after the U.S. intelligence community declassified a finding that determined that Russia would take such action, according to a U.S. official familiar with the intelligence. The new intelligence comes as Russia's brutal invasion of Ukraine will hit the six-month mark Wednesday, which coincide with Ukraine's Independence Day from Soviet Union rule. U.S. President Joe Biden spoke Sunday with British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, French President Emmanuel Macron, German Chancellor Olaf Scholz about concerns at shelling at the nuclear plant in southeastern Ukraine. Russian security officials blame Ukrainian intelligence officers for a deadly weekend car bombing, AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
Russia's Federal Security Service, or FSB, the main successor to the Soviet-era KGB, is accusing Ukrainian spy agencies of organizing the killing of the daughter of a Russian nationalist ideologue. 29-year-old Daria Dugina, the daughter of the Russian nationalist philosopher and writer Alexander Dugin, was killed Saturday night by an explosive planted in an SUV she was driving. The FSB says the killing of Dugina was prepared and perpetrated by the Ukrainian Special Services. The FSB says the bombing suspect, Natalia Volk, rented an apartment in the building where Dugina lived, shadowed her, and left Russia for Estonia after the killing. Ukraine previously denied any involvement in the killing. I'm Mike Gracia.
Follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. The U.S. government has recovered more than 300 documents with classified markings from former President Donald Trump's Florida estate, the New York Times reported on Monday, citing multiple people briefed on the matter. An initial batch of more than 150 documents marked as classified was recovered by the U.S. National Archives in January, the newspaper reported. Aides to Trump gave the U.S. Justice Department a second set in June, while a third batch was seized in an FBI raid earlier this month, it said. Trump asked a court on Monday to temporarily block the FBI from reviewing the materials it seized on August 8th from his Mar-a-Lago home until a special master can be appointed to oversee the review. The search, part of a federal investigation into whether Trump illegally removed documents when he left office in January 2021. Thousands of protesters have marched through Haiti's capital and other major cities, blocking roads and shutting down businesses to demand that Prime Minister Ariel Henry step down and call for a better quality of life. Demonstrators are saying things in Haiti have gotten out of control. Violence and kidnappings in Port-au-Prince and nearby areas have surged in recent months, with warring gangs killing hundreds of civilians as they grow more powerful. Poverty has also deepened, and inflation has reached 29%. The U.S.'s top infectious disease expert says he will leave the federal government by year's end. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The threat to you is now.
Dr. Anthony Fauci has been the public face of the government's COVID-19 response, and before that, HIV/AIDS and other diseases. Come December, Fauci says he will step down as head of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases after 38 years and also leave his position as President Biden's chief medical advisor. Fauci says he's not retiring, but rather planning to pursue the next chapter of his career. The president says Fauci has touched all Americans' lives, and the nation is stronger and healthier because of him. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Recapping our top story, the U.S. State Department has issued a security alert warning that Russia is stepping up efforts to launch strikes against Ukraine's civilian infrastructure and government facilities. The new intelligence comes as Russia's invasion of Ukraine will hit the six-month mark Wednesday, coinciding with Ukraine's Independence Day from Soviet Union rule. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.